In the middle of the floor, a wrought iron spiral staircase led to the upper levels. There was a great deal of clattering and banging coming from overhead. Harry wondered what Luna could be doing.
"You'd better come up,"
said Xenophilius, still looking extremely uncomfortable, and he led the way. The room above seemed to be a combination of living room and workplace, and as such was even more cluttered than the kitchen. Though much smaller and entirely round, the room somewhat resembled the room of requirement on the unforgettable occasion that it had transformed itself into a gigantic labyrinth comprised of centuries of hidden objects. There were piles upon piles of books and papers on every surface, delicately made models of creatures Harry did not recognize, all flapping wings or snapping jaws, hung from the ceiling. Luna was not there. The thing that was making such a racket was a wooden object covered in magically turning cogs and wheels. It looked like the bizarre offspring of a workbench and a set of old shelves. But after a moment, Harry deduced that it was an old-fashioned printing press, due to the fact that it was churning out quibblers.
"Excuse me,"
said Xenophilius, and he strode over to the machine, seized a grubby tablecloth from beneath an immense number of books and papers, which all tumbled onto the floor, and threw it over the press, somewhat muffling the loud bangs and clatters. He then faced Harry.
"Why have you come here?"
Before Harry could speak, however, Hermione let out a small cry of shock.
"Mr. Lovegood, what's that?"
She was pointing at an enormous grey spiral horn, not unlike that of a unicorn, which had been mounted on the wall, protruding several feet into the room.
"It is the horn of a crumple-horned Snorkak," said Xenophilius.
"No, it isn't," said Hermione.
"Hermione," muttered Harry, embarrassed.
"Now's not the moment." "But Harry, it's an erumpant horn. It's a Class B tradable material, and it's an extraordinarily dangerous thing to have in a house."
"How do you know it's an erumpant horn?" asked Ron, edging away from the horn as fast as he could, given the extreme clutter of the room.
"There's a description in Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. Mr. Lovegood, you need to get rid of it straight away. Don't you know it can explode at the slightest touch?"
"The Crumplehorn Snorkak,"
said Xenophilius very clearly, a mulish look upon his face,
"is a shy and highly magical creature, and its horn..."
"Mr. Lovegood, I recognize the groove markings around the base. That's an erumpent horn, and it's incredibly dangerous. I don't know where you got it."
"I bought it,"
said Xenophilius dogmatically,
2 weeks ago, from a delightful young wizard who knew of my interest in the exquisite Snorkak, a Christmas surprise for my Luna. Now,"
he said, turning to Harry,
"why exactly have you come here, Mr. Potter?"
"We need some help," said Harry, before Hermione could start again.
"Ah,"
said Xenophilius.
"Help.